Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Johnson scores. Whatwood moves to third. Alexander moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter bunts towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Andrews covering. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Porter scores. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Myatt steals second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. Calm moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Pete Appleton now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Tate reaches second base with a double. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Watwood. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt strikes out. Tate drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Myatt out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Tate moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan bunts between the mound and first base. Appleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt is walked intentionally. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to home to get Averill. Vosmick moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering juggles the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Vosmek scores. Myatt moves to third. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Com scores. Cecil moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Appleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive towards short. Worstler catches it and throws to first to double up Burnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Whatwood moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.